This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch into the third hour of the show with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm, and you can connect with us there if you like. Well, I don't know how much we've talked about it. Maybe you talked about it on one of the shows that I wasn't on, Mark. But Puerto Rico, they, as you know, have been bankrupt over there.
Yeah, well, they're not doing well financially, yeah.
Yeah.
But I've seen a lot of information that says that many businesses are relocating to Puerto Rico because of huge tax savings.
Interesting. Well, right now, there's a headline over at the New York Times that talks about how while Puerto Rico is fiscally messed up, they are now talking even more seriously about becoming a state, becoming the 51st American state. The story coming out of San Juan, Puerto Rico. It's a proudly Spanish-speaking territory at a time when the White House has
You all right there, buddy?
The White House has taken down the Spanish version of its website. And it's it is as materially poor
as that
as it is culturally rich. And Puerto Rico has entered a new and exotic version of bankruptcy, facing a staggering $123 billion in debt and pension obligations. In short, it's difficult to imagine a worse time for governing party officials in the struggling Caribbean Commonwealth to persuade Washington that it is ready to become the 51st American state. But they have pledged to make their case anyway. According to Ramon Rosario Cortez, tell them that it seems impossible and they will conjure the long moral arc of the universe and how it bends towards Puerto Rican statehood. That's what they told the blacks, an indignant Cortez said.
Well, wait a second. Puerto Rico isn't being kept from being a state. It has chosen at every turn not to be a state. That is a bit different. If you choose to sit at the back of the bus, that is something different than being sent to the back of the bus. I don't know why he would say that precisely, but maybe he can defend it. Go ahead.
He says that's what they told the blacks. He's the Puerto Rico Public Affairs Secretary, was interviewed last week, saying further that, quote, they were wasting their time attending the marches of Martin Luther King Jr. because nobody was ever going to hear the cry of the people, unquote. A vigorous push for statehood was a central campaign promise of Governor Ricardo Rosselló, age 38, who was inaugurated in next month. He will ask residents to vote in a non-binding referendum for statehood as part of a long-term fix for a Commonwealth facing a period of severe austerity that is likely to include shuttered public schools, frozen salaries, slashed pensions, and crimped investments in public health. The island remains in the grip of a recession that has lingered for much of the past decade. Statehood, Mr. Rosselló and his allies argue, would mean more investment in infrastructure, which would attract more businesses and create a more stable economy. Mr. Rosselló has also criticized Puerto Rico's current relationship with the mainland as a colonial status that deprives its 3.4 million residents of the, quote, right to political, social, and economic equality under the U.S. flag, unquote. But Mr. Rosselló must not simply convince a wary Congress, which by law holds key to Puerto Rico's relationship with the United States. On the island, the status issue, as it is typically called, has for decades been the defining and most divisive question at the heart of Puerto Rican politics. The three main political parties are not really divided along ideological lines. Rather, Puerto Ricans know them as the Party of Statehood, the Party of Independence, and the party that supports some improved version of the status quo. Voters in the June 11th referendum will be asked to choose among those three visions, and Mr. Rosselló's allies are making a big push. Treasure your American citizenship, read signs posted around the Capitol. Guarantee it. Vote for statehood, unquote. But the resistance runs deep.
I guess Puerto Rico voted for statehood in 2012.
Okay. But then what was non-binding?
They're working on it. In 2014, resolutions were introduced in both houses of the United States Congress to hold a yes-no referendum among the residents of Puerto Rico on statehood, because this wasn't a yes-no. Should a yes majority prevail, the President of the United States would submit legislation to Congress enacting Puerto Rican statehood. Both resolutions died in committee, so they didn't actually ever sort of get the resolution, you know, the vote to get the vote out.
Which committee did they die in? Puerto Rican committee or Congress committee?
United States Congress, H.R. 2000 and Senate Bill 2020.
So presumably the Congress people did not want them to become a state, is what you're saying.
I guess. It would have been a lot easier to do it under Obama's administration than it would be under Trump's, would be my guess.
Jose Falo, age 36, a black Puerto Rican who served in the Army until 1984 from 1978, was visiting the Department of Veterans Affairs Hospital in San Juan last week. He said he would like to see the Commonwealth receive the same treatment as states, but not become a state. Quote, I've lived in the United States during my period in the Army, and they don't treat the Puerto Ricans the same way as the Americans, he says.
Who's they?
I don't know.
The people in the United States?
Or maybe the government. Such is the swirl of complex feelings towards the mainland in Puerto Rico, obtained by the United States in 1898 as a spoil of the Spanish-American War. Its mashup of Caribbean culture has long encompassed strains of ardent American patriotism and concerns about the dilution of their unique Hispanic heritage and its compatibility with the broader American project. In San Juan, the capital is adorned on the inside with paintings of Puerto Ricans who served with particular distinction and bravery in the American military. Abraham Lincoln's famous quotation, quote, government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth, unquote, graces the exterior. Some Puerto Ricans believe the best expression of that sentiment would be a declaration of independence from the United States, but their numbers are small. The Puerto Rican Independence Party has never won the governorship. Quote, I don't feel optimistic at all about achieving independence, said Humberto Rodriguez Ortiz, age 29, an artist and bartender. He says, I just hope for it like a little kid. During the Cold War era, the FBI tried to undermine the independence
movement.
It's
not like Caribbean nations are like rolling in wealth. I don't know that. I mean, it would seem like it's a huge benefit to Puerto Ricans to just be able to travel to the United States, get U.S. passports and these sorts of things. There's no guarantee a Puerto Rican passport is going to be this, you know, this great document like a U.S. passport is. I mean, we exist in a world where passports matter.
Okay. Well, I mean, there are, I guess I see what you're saying, but for the people who support independence, I'm sure that the passport is cold comfort when they feel they're being ruled by a despotic nation.
Yeah, I'd like to see how this ruling goes. I mean, exactly how is the United States government fleecing Puerto Rico?
Well, apparently the government of Puerto Rico fleeced Puerto Rico because they're $100 billion in debt.
Independence isn't going to stop that.
That's true.
And then you're going to be independently poor.
Puerto Ricans residing on the island, though they do not vote for president and their sole representative in Congress cannot cast a vote, they are United States citizens and may move to the mainland as they please.
Hey, I got news for you, Puerto Ricans. Being able to vote for president, I've never had my vote for president matter. Not that it hasn't counted, because it counted, it just didn't matter. Don't worry, none of my congressmen listen to me either. So having one that can't vote isn't particularly relevant.
It's an option Puerto Ricans have increasingly taken advantage of in their effort to escape the economic malaise on the island, where 46% of the people are in poverty, and the unemployment rate was 11.5% in March. More than 400,000 people have moved to the mainland in just the last decade, and as of 2013, there were 5.1 million Puerto Ricans living on the mainland, according to the Pew Research Center, while the number of residents in the Commonwealth is expected to dip below 3 million by 2050.
There's more Puerto Ricans in the United States than there are in Puerto Rico?
I don't... Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
Huh? Well, yep. It's a really nice place to be, and I've, you know, after...
Puerto Rico is?
Well, yeah, it's gorgeous. Okay. It's got the highest crime rate in the United States. Mm. But, I mean, you know, the weather's beautiful. It's the Caribbean. Undeniably the Caribbean. Probably better places to be during hurricane season, but, you know, you and I lived in the subtropics most of our lives, and we never had a hurricane hit us.
Well, we got lucky.
Well, what do you mean?
Plenty of hurricanes hit plenty of places in Florida. We got lucky.
I I'd like to know the number of people who've lived in Florida for 20 years and or more and have received more than $1,000 from storm damage.
The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on Puerto Rico. Should they be independent? Should they become a state? Should they stay status quo? You can also bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. The future of Puerto Rico. The Long time fight continues on between the various different sides there. Some people, a lot of them, want to become a state. Some say, nope, we want to keep the status quo. We like the benefit of being, you know, able to go to the United States without actually having to be a state. And others are saying, no, independence would be the right answer for Puerto Rico. However, the Independence Party has never really achieved the governorship there, whereas I guess the other parties have. According to the story at the New York Times, which we can continue, and you can share your thoughts with us. Also, want to let you know about SaveItPurse.com. You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. You just go and load up your wish list at Amazon with what you want. You then import that wish list into SaveItPurse, SaveATPurse.com. You select the discount you want. If you're in a rush, you can make it, I would say, less than 20%. It'll probably go within the next day. Although I've had 20% go within a day, I've had 25% go within a day or so. If you put it at 33%, you might be waiting for a long time. So it really just depends on the discount you're willing to wait on, and you can get some amazing deals through SaveItPurse.com. It's where I do almost all of my Amazon shopping. I had to make an exception to that statement because recently I did buy something through Amazon without going through SaveItPurse. But, of course, if you do that, you can always go through shop.freetalklive.com and then get your regular Amazon shopping done that way. We benefit when you do that. We benefit either way, but just we benefit more through shop.freetalklive.com per sale, and then saveitpurse.com. We get a little piece.
Yeah, but it's nice.
Yeah, it's nice to see you.
I had to do, I wanted to get some jujitsu gear and I wanted to get it quickly, so we went through shop.freetalklive.com, used our Prime thing, and you know, it's right where it needs to be very quickly, and that was pretty awesome. You know, as opposed to Purse, which you've got to kind of wait for.
You got to be patient,
and you got to kind of curate the deal a little bit. But in doing so, you get a big savings.
So saveatpurse.com. The catch is, because there is a catch, and that is that you have to use cryptocurrency to use saveitpurse.com. If you don't have Bitcoin or one of the other alternatives to Bitcoin, like let's say Dash or Monero, then you can't use saveitpurse. If you just got FRNs, you get the Federal Reserve note, the U.S. dollar, you'll have to go through shop.freetalklive.com. But otherwise, check out saveitpurse.com. You'll love it. The middle ground in Puerto Rico has been occupied by the Popular Democratic Party. Its leaders do not want to abandon the autonomy that the current status provides, but they argue that serious changes are needed if the island's economy is to be saved. In an interview on Tuesday, Hector Ferrer, the party president, argued, among other things, that Congress should modify the Jones Act of 1920, which prohibits non-American ships from carrying goods between the island and the mainland, an exclusion that he said pushes up the prices of consumer goods and gasoline.
Well, yeah. Absolutely. People should be able to compete, and you know, why in the world would it be just exclusively American ships that do
that? Because protectionism.
Right.
Some American ship companies decided to lobby Congress in 1920 to guarantee that they would be the ones who got that business exclusively.
That would be, you know, that would be part and parcel to the progressive era. This is the kind of dumb crap that the liberalism gave us, progressivism gave us, and it's it seems like the Republican Party via Trump has been all too happy to latch on to nativism,
sure,
and protectionism, and it's dumb.
It hurts people. It hurts freedom. It hurts.
It's undefendable from any position other than they took our jobs, right?
Yeah.
Like other than screaming like a baby about how you don't want to compete.
That's what it is.
You know,
that's
yelling about birthrights and nonsense like that. Well, come on, people should. Any shipping company, you know, Liberia, Norway. I don't care where they're Panama ships registry. Panama. Most ships are registered to these other countries for a reason. It's because the United States licensing is expensive.
Right, and if you're just going to be moving product around, what's the difference? What's the difference whether you're one license or another? If as long as you're allowed to go to the port, who cares?
Also, you can then, you know, hire people from other countries because you're working under different labor laws. So, you know, let me ask you this. If you're running a shipping company, do you want all American staff on your boat, or do you want to hire some nice, cheap Filipinos? It's up to you.
The latter. If you look at the cruise ships, the cruise lines, they constantly have an international staff there because they're much cheaper.
Well, but they have usually the staff, like the people, the cruise directors, and the ones mm-hmm. that are interacting with the what do they call them, the patrons.
The cruisies.
On a regular basis. Those tend to be American.
And not in my experience. I mean, I've only been on a couple cruises in my life, but I remember a very distinct, accent from the man who was the waiter, for instance. I mean,
yes, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Well, the waiter interacts with you every day.
Okay, you're right.
You probably build more of a relationship with the waiter on a cruise ship than anybody else.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. Wait staff, the people that clean the rooms, so whatever your steward, these kind of people tend to be from...
I see what you're saying. The activities director might be an American.
Right. And I don't know why they choose to do what they choose to do. Maybe if they feel that the Americans can relate better to Americans. I got no ideas, but this is a real opportunity for these people to be able to go on these boats and take these contracts.
Let's go to Kenny. He's in Yucca, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hey, Kenny.
Puerto Rico, I don't want to turn into another Cuba, and I don't want to make a state out of it, because it would be a bunch of more Democrats with Democrat senators and Democrat congressmen, so I don't want it to be a state.
That's probably why it died in committee.
I think that's why I don't want to... I don't think that shipping is a big deal, because most of the ships are don't register their ships like the Princess cruise lines. They're mostly registered in Africa someplace.
Liberia or Panama is often the ones that the cruise lines do.
Right. So I don't know how... I doubt if there is much in the way of United States only registered shipping lines.
Well, there are some of them, because that's the ones that are going to Puerto Rico.
Yeah. So they evidently see some money to be made over there.
But yeah, I think you make a great point on the fact that, it's politics, right? So immediately the Democrats and Republicans are sizing up, these are going to be senators. Are they going to be Democratic senators? Are they going to be Republican senators? I don't know. And then trying to figure that out. Yeah.
You said they're free to leave? Is that what you just said, Kenny?
Yeah, they can get on a boat and go someplace else if they want to, can't they?
Oh, I thought you meant Puerto Rico is free to leave. It's whatever status they have with the United States. I don't know how free they are to do that.
I think they could probably get independence if they wanted it.
The independence people don't seem to think so.
It would be very difficult from an international standpoint to stop Puerto Rico from leaving if they wanted to. Go ahead.
I wouldn't want them to be able to, because then we would just have another Cuba. Cuba was a territory once also, and now look at it.
I think Puerto Rico's beginning to realize that handing out a whole bunch of government money doesn't work.
Well, they're $120-something billion in debt right now, and that is a bad situation for them. Kenny, thanks for your call and thoughts. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's free like freedom here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
It's going to be difficult to add new states if we're only going to add Republican ones.
The Skype username is lrn.fm. And of course, I would love to see states leaving the Union as well through secession. I would love to see that happen. And you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here, toll free. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here. And username lrn.fm. With you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
We are talking about the latest on Puerto Rico. Are they going to become a state? Well, some people there want that to happen. More so now because of their financial crisis that they are involved in. Remember, we've talked about Detroit. We've talked about California, Illinois. These are some of the worst financially, or I guess Michigan as a whole state. But these are places that are very, very poorly. They're doing very poorly financially. They've spent way more than they had coming in. And in the case of Puerto Rico, it's $123 billion in debt and pension obligations that they are facing down right now. They have entered a new and exotic version of bankruptcy.
An exotic version of bankruptcy?
As a result of that, I think that was what the Congress passed to allow them to do it, right? Because there was some concern as to whether or not Puerto Rico, with their status as not a state, as a protectorate or whatever they are, Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, that they would be unable to acquire the bankruptcy that other states have been able to acquire. But then at the last moment, Congress apparently modified the rules to allow them to do that. So that must be the new factor that they're talking about. Maybe they made some special provisions for Puerto Rico. I haven't followed that closely. But if you have and you want to enlighten us, you're welcome to do so. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733, 855-450. Free like freedom. Their New York Times is reporting on the different sides. You've got the Puerto Rican independence movement that is also competing with the Puerto Rican Independence Party, competing with the Popular Democratic Party, as well as those who want the state to join, who want it to become a state. So the independence people want it to be independent from the United States. The Popular Democrat Party wants the status quo that they have with some minor tweaks.
It sounds like getting rid of that shipping thing would be great.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So the shipping thing you're referring to.
The Jones Law from 1920? Good Lord.
Correct. Jones Act, which prohibits non-American ships from carrying goods between Puerto Rico and the United States, which, of course, is driving up the cost of everything because it's not subject to true competition, true open international competition. Hector Ferreira, the party president for the Popular Democratic Party, also criticized the referendum's language and warned of the cultural losses that would come with statehood. He said, quote, "We will lose our autonomy. We will lose our culture. We will lose our language," unquote. At their conventions last year, Democrats and Republicans expressed support for the ability of Puerto Rico to choose its status. But skeptics on the island wonder how seriously statehood would be taken in Congress, given that it would mean billions more in outlays for federal programs in Puerto Rico. And in the Trump administration, where the White House has taken down the Spanish language page of its website, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions has supported efforts to make English the official language. During a debate, Mr. Trump criticized Jeb Bush for speaking Spanish on the campaign trail, saying, quote, "This is a country where we speak English," yeah, unquote.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that feel that way, and I can tell you my grandmother was one of them. She'd get all upset when she went to the grocery store. She heard somebody speaking Spanish at all, but it just doesn't make any sense. First off, New Mexico's constitution's in two languages.
Huh.
The United States is a, you know, it's a polygon drawn on a map, right? That map was drawn around people who spoke Spanish.
Natively, yeah.
Well, native isn't exactly the right term, but, Spanish was a language that was brought to them, from an ethnic standpoint. They didn't speak Spanish originally. They were less Spanish and more sort of indigenous, but they spoke Spanish when the line was drawn around them. There were also people who spoke French when the line was drawn around it. The United States doesn't have an official language because it doesn't need it. Okay. Seriously, if the United States had to make all the its documents in Spanish, French, and English, big deal. I mean, of the government waste out there, is this where we're going to try to save money? Oh, we don't want to have to print these in three different languages.
All the while dropping bombs on innocent people.
The bombs themselves are built by the military-industrial complex, which has these cushy contracts, you know, charging $500 for a hammer and things like that. So you can't even begin to understand the graft and waste. If you don't want me to advocate against your Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and every other government program out there, why don't you just leave the Spanish trifle pamphlets alone?
So there's also the New Progressive Party, which is the one pushing for statehood. And we were talking earlier about them and their, I guess, boss man, their leader, Rosello. Mr. Rosello, according to the story of the New York Times, his party controls both houses of the legislature, but his critics note that he was elected in November with only 42% of the vote, and in the two main opposition parties, they have pledged to boycott this referendum. The crisis has driven some Puerto Ricans into Rosello's camp. Eric Storer, age 36, became a convert to the statehood movement when he was laid off 3 months ago from his job in the pharmaceutical industry. The sector has thrived there thanks to the generous corporate tax breaks created by Congress in 1976. But Congress began phasing out those tax breaks in 1996, and they disappeared 10 years later in 2006. One reason, experts say, the economy has taken such a hit. With no representation in Congress, residents like Mr. Storer have been left feeling as if they have little say in policy making.
If you had one representative which is what Puerto Rico would get, as I understand the mathematics. I don't see why, though. I mean, they have one representative currently that can't vote, but they've got about 3 million there. New Hampshire has two reps with 1.4 million
people.
Yeah,
wouldn't they get more than one?
They'd have four, okay. Call it four or five reps. Yeah. That isn't going to amount to anything. It's not going to get you much.
He says, but that's what it's all about, how people feel. You know, you're right, Mark. You're absolutely right. From a logical perspective, it's not going to make a hill of beans of difference as to whether or not they have one non-voting representative or a handful of voting representatives as far as, you know, what happens is concerned. But they'll feel like they can make a difference. They'll feel like they're, you know, they're included in this decision-making process. Just sort of like in the same way that the people in D.C. have been complaining forever about no taxation without representation. It says it right on their license plates in Washington, D.C.
But the no taxation with representation only means that they don't get to vote for president, right?
In D.C.?
Yeah.
They don't vote for president?
I'm pretty sure. They don't vote for president. They vote for president, but it doesn't matter.
Okay, I guess
they're saying that they don't have you know, representatives in the House of Representatives too. That might be true.
Well, they're ruled by the House, right? They're ruled by the Congress. They
make a very small place.
They pass the laws.
A relatively small population,
right? The Congress has to approve all the stuff that D.C. wants to do,
right?
So,
speaking as a person who has never been represented by anybody in Washington, I guess I just don't. It doesn't resonate with me when people are like, I don't have proper representation. Well, me either.
No, I guess the license plate says taxation without representation. That's what it is. So they're being taxed just as much as everyone else, but they have no real no representation.
D.C. has three electors, but they don't have voting representation in Congress.
So Storer, who drives for Uber to make ends meet, says, quote, we're part of it and we're not part of it, and I don't like that, he says. Others warn that statehood will not be a panacea. Among other things, Puerto Ricans would have to give up their current exemption from federal income tax for income earned in the Commonwealth.
That'd be nice.
Giving it up or having the exemption?
Having the exemption.
Yeah, well, they'd have to give that up if they became a state. For some statehood supporters, the slim chance of convincing Congress of their cause is not as important as sending Washington a strong message. Marcos Diaz, age 46, says it's just so they can hear our voice, he said.
Well, I'll tell you this. The chances are that most Puerto Ricans wouldn't pay much in income tax anyway, because the majority of about half of people who pay income tax or who fill out income tax forms don't pay. And there's a good percentage, and I can't tell you precisely how many, but call it 33% of the American population doesn't fill out an income tax form either. So you're talking about something like 66% of Americans don't pay income tax.
We'll come back with the remainder of this story. It's an interesting piece about what's happening in Puerto Rico. And, of course, you're welcome to weigh in with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only
$231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial on in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, it's lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
Daryl joining us because I guess you wanted to comment. You were overhearing some of the discussion we were having regarding statehood, Puerto Rico, D.C., and yes. You're somebody who follows some of these matters fairly closely.
Yes, and I actually think that I came up with the idea for the most recent plebiscite that they had in Puerto Rico.
A plebiscite is a non-binding referendum?
Correct.
Okay.
Where I had the idea back in, like, 2009 for doing what's essentially a two-step vote, but it's held on the same ballot, to where all of the previous votes that they've had, the question was, do you want to, you know, what's the status that you want for Puerto Rico? Statehood, independence, remain a commonwealth, free association, something else. They would have like four or five choices, mm-hmm. and nothing ever wound up getting a majority. So I had the idea for, how about you have a question of, do you want to change the status? And then the second question, yes, to what?
Okay, and they did that?
They did that in 2012.
All right.
And that's where they wound up getting, I forget what the percentage was that voted yes on, we want to change status.
It was like 60-something percent, wasn't it?
And then, I think it was mid-50s, and then it was 60-something percent that voted for statehood.
Of now, the people that voted yes.
of the people that voted on the second question.
Right.
So a lot of the people that voted yes on question one just did not vote on question two. The people that voted no did not, by and large, vote on question two. So there was a huge drop-off. So I think that's why Congress did not act, because they were saying, wait a second, this was not necessarily a quote-unquote valid vote. Yes, we're not, you know, challenging the validity of the vote, but because there was a huge drop-off of the number of people that voted on question one but not question two, we don't believe this to actually be the will of a majority of the people, so that's why Congress largely did not act on that.
Well, they also had the opportunity. What they were supposed to be doing is just simply voting on whether or not to give them a referendum so they could vote yes or no. So what you had was a plebiscite that you referred to there, and then
right.
That's which is non-binding, and then the referendum would have been binding, but Congress hasn't even moved on that.
Right, and Congress, that the
US
two
Congress.
Bills, right, the two bills that I had sent you the info on Telegram, I forget what they were, like H.R. 200 or something.
It was House 2000
Those
and
Those bills
Senate
were filed after that plebiscite at the request of the Puerto Rican government. Of, hey, we had this plebiscite, the people want a change, but it can't be official until you say that we get to have a vote. And Congress was largely like, yeah, we're not going to let you have a vote because we just don't think that the people actually wanted a change.
And what year was that?
2012 was the last plebiscite. 2013, 2014 is when Congress had that legislation. And you also were talking about D.C., where on the license plates, the taxation without representation, it was actually Bill Clinton, of all people, that wound up decreeing that that go on the license plates. And it is because even though the people that live in D.C. do get to vote for president and have that vote counted, they do not have voting representation in Congress. Not that, you know, the person that claims to represent me is really doing a good job.
How much representation would they get? One rep, if they got anything? And then, you know, what's
plus
one rep?
Plus two senators.
Oh, God. They're not a state. Why would they get a senator?
That's what they want. They want senators and a voting representative.
Fine, that every county in America should get them. That's essentially what they are.
Could also claim that Rhode Island is a glorified county.
It's three glorified counties.
But there are counties in this country that are larger than Rhode Island. There are counties in this country that have more people than Rhode Island. There are cities in this country that have more people than all of New Hampshire.
Uh-huh. So what's that got to do with anything?
It's not based upon population. And your claim of, well,
why should
D.C. is basically a county, so every county gets a congressman. Not that I would have a problem, because originally the size of Congress was supposed to have grown with the population, but that wound up basically stalemating.
They had to stop that because Congress would have been way too big.
Now, what I want to know is, why are the Independence Party people in Puerto Rico, because, again, there's three major parties.
Correct.
Why are the Independence Party calling for a boycott of the upcoming referendum?
Because they see it as basically a way to wind up making sure that statehood winds up winning the second round. Because there's enough people that want to change the status of Puerto Rico. And they see this two-step vote as basically creating a false majority.
Even though one of the options on the referendum will be an option that they would appreciate, supposedly. I mean, the choices would be statehood, independence, and free association, or current territorial status. And according to Wikipedia, if the plurality vote for the independence/free association choice, a second vote will be held to determine the preference, either full independence as a nation or associated free state status with independence, but with a free and voluntary political association between Puerto Rico.
Basically, that free association thing is basically what Micronesia and a couple other former territories that are tiny island nations in the Pacific, they are states in free association with the United States. So the U.S. government provides their military, provides like postal service and several other things in exchange for you get to put up military bases here.
So that would be a more independent status for Puerto Rico?
It would be more independent, but they would still kind of be, you know, somewhat under the thumb of the United States. Now, you guys were talking about the debt crisis that, you know, is happening down in Puerto Rico. And
$123 billion.
Right. We covered this a few weeks ago on a Thursday,
yep.
Me, Chris, and Heather. And a lot of this is because there were tax benefits that applied in Puerto Rico, and then Congress all of a sudden revoked those tax benefits.
Right.
And because the Puerto Rican island country was used to having people and businesses there, and then the people and businesses left because they no longer had the tax break of, oh, yeah, the money you make in Puerto Rico is no longer tax-free, and they're like, well, what's the point of doing business here and then having to pay to ship plus pay taxes, so we're out, and then they wound up losing like 10 to 20% of the population. So they really took a huge hit, and they couldn't figure out how to reduce spending while also, you know, having that hit.
This government never wants to reduce spending.
Right. Of course they don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you lose that large of a percentage of your people all at one time, and then because the people that stay are largely unemployed, then, you know, well, we've got all these social programs that we told people would exist.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole thing basically was created because of the United States federal government
offering that program.
Offering, you know, like, hey, here's a bunch of things, and now we're taking away your source of income.
That's so what happens when you're lying to the gang.
Spanish for Greece.
Huh?
It's a lot of what basically happened in Greece, too.
Oh, okay, the country.
Right. Yeah.
There's also fear, according to the New York Times, that the effort and attention being lavished on the referendum will just be one more distraction from the issues on the island that need to be addressed, including corruption, nepotism, and the need for a clear-eyed economic plan. The last time a status referendum was held in 2012, 61% of the voters chose statehood, but the popular Democratic Party instructed its followers to leave ballots blank and argued that the end result had little merit. Gretchen Sierra Zorita said, I personally think it's a waste of time. She's a consultant who works with a number of Puerto Rican organizations in Washington. She says Puerto Rico puts so much emphasis on electing parties and party leaders that represent a status option as opposed to a good governance option. And so they go on to say here that neither the Republicans nor the Democrats want us, said a carpenter in San Juan. He described himself as a regular voter who was not loyal to any party, but he said he refused to participate in the referendum. It was little more than a distraction, he said, cooked up by what he called the legisladrones, or thieving lawmakers, who he said have been sucking millions out of Puerto Rico.
I think he's probably
Viva
right.
Puerto Rico!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch this and see how it goes. I'm sure you'll be paying close attention to it, Daryl, this summer. And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.